You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL 266. About a month ago, Google announced a little lab project that immediately made me think of Doctor Who. Well, most things make me think of Doctor Who, but anyway, this one's inevitable. It's called Project Glass, but you may have heard of it in the media by a more colloquial name, Google Glasses. Basically, it's a head-mounted display that looks sort of like eyeglasses without lenses, projecting into your vision information about the world around you. Think about the heads-up displays on modern combat aircraft or high-end cars, beamed into your eyeballs through a device that looks, frankly, geeky. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the first step toward our inevitable cyber conversion. Well, that's according to one conception of the Cybermen. The parallel universe Cybermen, created by Russell T. Davies, are an even darker vision than the originals. Humans are so into immersive technology that they're mesmerized by giant Bluetooth earpieces. Hey, this was shot in 2005. And even though John Lumick forces the issue in the story, you can imagine that over the years, our parallel universe counterparts would adopt more and more direct hits of tech. Why bother with a smartphone when you can have cyber glasses, perhaps? And to be sure, when the Google Glasses were announced, like Google's self-driving car before it, there were lots of nervous jokes about just what Google has in mind for us. Is there a John Lumick in their basement right now plotting our conversion? Science fiction has always had a love-hate relationship with science itself. There's as much techno-skepticism as utopianism, if not more. The modern series Cybermen are a Fahrenheit 451-like appraisal of where our appetite for shiny upgrades and cheap immersion may take us. And that says as much about technology as it does Russell T. Davies' basic perspective on human nature, which we will take a look at again next time as we watch a diner table conversation as we wrap up our look at Series 1 with The Parting of the Ways. And that's 2MTL 266. I hope you enjoyed our extended Stephen Moffat conversation and the last episode. Sorry it's been so long since then. Things have been quite busy. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com, and I'll see you next time, closing out Series 1. Take care.